Hey everyone, this week we are speaking of the fruit of the Spirit. We are speaking about how to have a fruitful life. And yesterday I spoke about being gentle, how to be gentle, how to forgive and have compassion on others. And today I'm going to be speaking on self-control. And self-control in the aspect of how to have self-control when we fall into temptation, when we are being tempted by the things of this world, by the things in our life. Now you see, temptation is part of the trials and tribulations that was promised to come against us. Trials and tribulations isn't just family problems or someone coming against us or our car breaking down on the side of the road. That's not just trials and tribulations. Temptation is a part of that. Temptation is life trying to test us. It's the devil trying to come against us. But you see, in this temptation, we're not alone. We are not walking this alone. We are not the first to do this. Jesus himself, while walking on this planet, went through temptation. See, in Matthew, when he was walking through the desert for 40 days and he was busy fasting, the devil came against him. And he came up to him and said, hey, listen, if you are truly the man of God, if you are truly the son of God, turn those rocks into bread and feed your people. And Jesus looked at him and said, in Matthew 4 verse 10, he said, away from me, Satan. For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. See, a lot of the times temptation is tricking us into trying to be righteous in our own works, trying to do this in order to get this. You know, temptation is something coming against us and tempting us in something we like and going, oh man, if I do this, I can be righteous. If I do this. But you see, the thing is, Jesus says there, worship your Lord and God, your only God. Don't worship the things that are coming against us. Don't put the things of your time on the things of the earth. Don't give these things airtime, as we say nowadays. You know, focus on your Lord, your God. Worship him. Fixate your eyes and your heart on him and renew your mind daily. And these things won't be a problem in your life. They'll always be there. They won't disappear. But you will learn how to have self-control. You will learn that you are righteous. You are forgiven. You are holy, but in his eyes, not to the things that try and trick you and try and tempt you and try and come against you, because they will always be there. But as long as you fixate your heart in him, you fixate your eyes in him and you say, Lord, you are my one and only. And I praise you and I love you, and you receive his love. And you get your affirmation from him. You don't get your affirmation from the things that are trying to come against you, the temptations of life. Man, it will get easier and easier. You will learn how to handle them. You will learn how to have self-control and not fall into the temptation of the devil. Because you see, the devil, he has the same trick book. The same tricks he uses against Jesus, or he tried to use against Jesus, he's going to use it against us. His tactics haven't changed. You know, he's used the same tactics throughout time, and we can learn from the one man who beat him, the one man who conquered him, who conquered death, and said, listen, I'm not going to fall into your traps. We can learn from him. And what he did, he fixated his heart and his eyes on God. He said, I am going to worship my one true Lord and Savior. And that's what we can do. We can do that to learn how to have self-control in the times where these things come against us, when temptation comes against us. Always remember, you are highly favored and you are deeply loved.